And he'd work on somebody's tractor or fix somebody's car, and they'd come back in 6 months or maybe a year, and they said, well, you done so-and-so. You worked on it. I don't know what you done, but you worked on it. Well, he done forgot it. He didn't know a thing. Well, I'd be standing there, and I just happened to see him do it. Well, I could tell him exactly what he did to it, see, because I just didn't forget it. But now then, when I can work on one in 2 or 3 months or 6 months or something like that, I done forgot what I done to it.
Yeah.
And it amazed me because he was real smart and he's educated. And well, he went through college. But he got old and his mind would slip on stuff like that, you see. And he couldn't recollect what he'd done to it. Oh, man, I could tell him exactly what he'd done to it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I seen him doing, all the work that I did around there on the buses and everything, well, I didn't forget. If a wheel center or something went wrong with the wheel over there and I worked on it, next year I'd know what wheel I worked on, you see. But now then, I don't recollect that no more.
What are some of the cities in Georgia, maybe that... You said
you
went up there.
Well, it's Fort Valley and Macomb. And now, that's about all I know, because them's what stood out to me. That's where I was going, you see, to get that.
Do you remember where I said I was from?
No, I don't even remember where you said you was from. And I forgot your name. You told me your name in there that day, and I don't even know what your name was.
Barbara.
Right. Now, I won't forget that, see, no more. Well, I forget it. If somebody asked me a year from now, I said, well, yeah, her name was Barbara. Barbara, what is your name? Well, I know a nurse uptown. It was a head nurse up there named.
Uh-huh.
She run the emergency part of it. Emergency room up there. Miss did. She's redheaded.
Where was she from?
Now, I don't know. I never did ask her. Of course, you know, I just in and out there. I was a guard there, you know, and taking patients. I'd take patients up there. They'd come in there hurt or got sick in the night or something like that when they want a doctor on call. When they want a doctor, of course, they keep one doctor on call all the time, but they first got to go through that emergency room and they find out about it, and then if they're serious enough, then they call in a doctor, see.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not, they ain't awful bad. Through the night like that, they won't bother them doctors, see. And I taken him up there, and that's where I got acquainted with her and Miss Rutley up there. But until I have some occasion to recollect something like that, you see, just like you here the other day, well, you didn't mean nothing, just somebody come by, you see, but now you're different, see. I won't forget you because gone through all this, and it just gives you an occasion, you see, or it does me. And that's what makes people, me especially, recollect things, have some occasion to. Because after you get my age, there's so much stuff that just don't mean nothing to you. But, you know, just like a salesman or something like that comes by. And you just get, it just don't mean nothing. They tell you your name and before you got the road, it don't mean nothing. You done forgot it, you see. Because you ain't going to put it out of your mind anyway because it don't mean nothing, see. Well, I got a friend that lives at Monroe,
what about where they have Mardi Gras, the big city down there?
A what?
Where they have Mardi Gras.
I don't know anything about that. First time I've ever even heard it.
Do you ever hear of New
Orleans?
New Orleans? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hear that. My young sister, she lived down there for a while, because her husband was in the Navy, and they docked down in there, come in there somewhere or another, New Orleans, or that's where he'd come in at, and she'd be down there to meet him there, you see.
What about